Right now, times are tough all over Michigan, but times always seem to be tough in Lake County. This week on Interlochen Public Radio, we travel to Baldwin, to a community school where nearly all the students are poor. And one in five adults in the community have no high school diploma. But the dream in Baldwin is to make the school district the exception, a school that's both high poverty and high performing. There are no silver bullets, just high hopes and well-researched trial and error. IPR's Linda Steffen produced this report.
You know, I always told myself, you know, I'm not going to be like my mom and dad. You know, I'm going to go to college. Because my dad dropped out at 6th or 7th grade, and my mom, I think it was 11th.
But Star Garcia also dropped out at 11th grade. Now she's in her mid-20s, and she's just finishing school, along with her 19-year-old brother, Andres. Andres is a young father who's gotten a taste of unemployment and low-wage jobs.
I want to better myself for my son, you know. I mean, right now I'm disabled because of my back, and it's just not enough for him, you know. So I just want to make sure he has a good life, a better life than I had.
As Andres and Star study in the library, 2-year-old Drew flips the pages of a picture book.
Yeah, that's another reason I'd like to get my high school diploma, so when he goes to school, you know, he's encouraged to complete it, because I did.
When Andres and Star were kids in school, they were pretty much left on their own to decide whether or not to study. And so it's no surprise that they didn't make it through 12th grade the first time around. The Garcia siblings went to Baldwin Community Schools, a rural district where they weren't the only students whose parents never made it through high school. By the statistics, the tendency is that areas like Lake County, with high poverty, also face higher rates of abuse and neglect, poor nutrition, and more teen pregnancy, as well as low education levels. Too often, a district's test scores simply mirror its students' poverty. Randy House is the superintendent in Baldwin, and he's well aware that students in his schools are likely to do poorly. But just because it's likely doesn't make it inevitable.
I think there are many, many shining examples of children who were raised in poverty who, through education, have found their way out of poverty and into a better life. And I think that's the key in a school district, is how do you do that on a more generalized perspective, and how do you get the entire population motivated and walking and working in the direction of raising their level of education and looking for a way out of, you know, the cycle of poverty.
House has been in the district 5 years. Test scores here are still generally lower than scores in surrounding districts, but he says the trend in the scores is toward improvement, and the elementary and middle schools have both made adequate yearly progress under No Child Left Behind. House's strategy here is no different than what's happening in schools all over Michigan and across the U.S. I asked what that was exactly.
Well, I don't know. You try something, and if that doesn't work, you try something else.
House jokes. It is a bit of a sophisticated trial and error, doing what's worked in other places, using programs where some research shows they work. So this school is focusing on its youngest students.
I've come for a holiday, said the roly-poly bird. I like to travel. He fluttered.
Look at the word again.
He flucked his marvelous colored feathers and looked down rather
A couple years ago in Baldwin, students like this one, who struggle with reading, used to stay in the classroom, competing for a teacher's attention. Now fifth grader Terrell is one of 60 students, that is, one in five attending this school, also getting specialized reading instruction. He leaves his regular classroom to get help from teachers working with him one-on-one, or with just a couple other students at the same time.
Expensive.
Very expensive.
But I can fly anywhere in the world for nothing.
It's paid for with federal dollars set aside for high-poverty districts. Terrell is happy to demonstrate his skills in the classroom. But at home, he'd rather play video games. Reading is hard work.
A little struggle.
A little bit of a struggle?
Mm-hmm.
What's the hardest part of reading?
Figuring out words.
We're trying to intervene at the lowest possible level, keep kids out of special education, get them up to grade level sooner, quicker, faster, because that's, you know, everything that the research says that's the way you make the most progress.
Ice cream. Haley, you are next.
Looks to me like ice cream is in the lead.
It looks that way. Yes, it does. Let's see. We got a few more kids.
And actually, when talking early childhood education these days, educators are really talking about getting kids interested in reading at ages much younger than Terrell, from 0 to age 5, and not just reading. Across the hall, in a state-paid preschool, kids are taping their photos to a poster board above pictures of their favorite foods.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Pierce, your picture?
Your picture.
Taya, your picture. And Savion, you're our last one.
Last one.
They're building a bar graph.
All right, let's look at this. Is everybody sitting down so we can see? What is our favorite food?
Ice cream.
Let's count and see how many people picked ice cream. Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9!
9 people. Ooh.
We love ice cream movies.
This is the most. Which one has the littlest? Which one did nobody pick?
That one.
Macaroni and cheese. Nobody picked that as their favorite food.
Hunter.
How many people picked hamburgers?
One.
How many people picked tacos?
Statistically, it's likely that for every 10 students in this classroom, 2 were born to a woman who didn't make it through high school, and 9 out of 10 are poor enough to qualify for free and reduced lunch. The hope is an early love of learning will help these students to push beyond the odds. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen in Baldwin.
Do you think we're going to have ice cream for lunch today?
Yeah!
No. Probably not.
Yeah.